No Longer Required by Derek Morrison. Esteemed Time Lord now sounds alert to possible futures we should avert. Dreams of bottling man's common sense spawns nightmare of artificial intelligence. The creeping crab of automation, removing people from their station, soon knocks on unexpected doors. Roles erased, now digital chores. We may come to embrace the taxi ride, just like Uber, but with no driver's side. Autonomous vehicles being the future, disintermediate, disrupt, apply no suture. Manual labour always took the cut, sold as progress as factories shut. Cognitive labour now feels this ache, as future certainties begin to flake. Technological tsunamis disintermediate, erasing middle layers from the slate. When the middle layers were not us, no incentive there to create a fuss. In the coming years from hence, people being the great expense, the middle layers now encapsulate those thought immune from such a fate. Auto-arbitration, so decision made. Financial advisor, to background fade. Robot journalism, derived from facts. Much less need for expensive hacks. No commodities trader is required, and your lawyer has just been fired. An accountant we need much less, even physicians will feel this stress. Intelligent machines to diagnose your ills, yet others to prescribe your pills. When such decisions are automated, cognitive labour can be decimated. A corporate teacher on the internet, it's not cost-saving, you can bet. We're just increasing the global reach, company evangelists will surely preach. When fly-by-wire on the aeroplane incorporates take-off and land again, degrading further the pilot's skill, airline now trims this expensive frill. People will be expected to adjust to technology's continuing thrust, adapt ourselves to what it needs or risk becoming redundant weeds. Dystopian futures are always grim, but here with current tide we swim as more workers are let go, technologies lying behind the blow. High-tech industries don't employ the number of jobs they destroy, so what are then such people to do other than join a lengthening queue? What then when we run out of jobs? Risk waking the Kraken mobs. Where then our consumer base when so many have no place? Because mass markets do depend on populations who can spend. Are future spenders just an elite to be served by a feudal fleet? A possible future with an irony, a cook or gardener more secure can be than middle classes hollowed out by technology's employment rout. The future is viewed as a positive place, but technologies have unthought of in our space, amplifying what the naked ape can do, including needing less, not just a few. While the world's polity embrace man's ingenuity in time and place, their vision is much too constrained by the past to which they're chained. State functions depend on what they tax, but high-tech companies aren't lax in maximising their tax avoids from wealth spun by techno-droids. A possible future of serving oligarchs, a feudal system in exclusive parks. This then passes for democracy. A high-tech future, far from free.